Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If there's got something on your mind today, got a question, we'd love to hear from you right now. Give us a call at 844-322-2742, whether the U.S. or Canada. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about assurance of salvation, eternal security, and the gospel really is a gospel of life. Jesus came into this world so that we might have life and have it abundantly. But before he could give us life, he had to do something with the thing that brought death into this world, and that was sin. And that's the reason that he died, to deal with the sin issue once and for all. And he did it in such a way that it was done. There was nothing more to be done, which freed him to basically give us life, knowing that it could never be forfeited ever again. Yeah. So when Adam and Eve came into this world, they were made in the image of God. They were fully alive spiritually and in every sense of the word. And then when sin entered in, death entered in with it. So death was the consequence. Mm-hmm. Death was the wage of sin. Now, if God didn't do anything with sin, if he gave us life again, we'd just die again.
Right.
So he sent Jesus to take away the sins of the world, and that's exactly what he did. We see this in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. This is just a powerful, powerful chapter concerning the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as it compares to the sacrifices that were made in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Those sacrifices, the blood of bulls and goats, could never take away sin. They provided a temporary covering, gave the people a sense of forgiveness, but the debt was still there.
Right.
And so Jesus, he was the Lamb of God, and he offered himself as that perfect sacrificial lamb, unblemished, just as perfect as it could be, to take away our sins, not just cover, but to take them away once and for all. And so in verse 10 of Hebrews 10, it says this, "And by that will we have been sanctified or made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." In verse 14, it says, "For by a single offering he has perfected for all times those who have been made holy," or those who are being sanctified. So what does that mean? It means that God has done the work in Jesus to take away our sins and then to cleanse us, to make us holy and right in God's sight, so that he could impart his life to us. Without this work on the cross, then we would have no assurance of eternal life. Mm-hmm. For us to be made alive, then it would be up to us to keep that. It would be up to us to mind all of our P's and Q's, to live a righteous life, so that eternal life we would never forfeit.
Right.
But the fact that Jesus died for our sins, that he took them away once and for all, gives us the assurance that this life that we have now in him is eternal, and it will be ours forever. So it's good news, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. I just love how Paul puts it in Romans 3. He's talking about Christ Jesus, and then he starts in verse 25, "whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he had passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time." So when Jesus showed up, God had, in reality, had not done a thing about sin. I mean, he gave us these pictures, but the sin is still sitting there.
Yeah.
And he'd passed over it because of his mercy. Jesus comes as this propitiation. He is the one that takes the sin. He is the one who is righteous. He is the one who suffers the consequence. also you and I can say thank you and receive eternal life.
And he is the
it's
one
amazing.
Who comes to live in us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So to really gain full assurance of salvation, you really need to deal with the cross. Mm-hmm. And when I mean deal with the cross, I mean to really take a deep look at it and see exactly what Jesus did on your behalf. See the value of that blood that he shed for you, and to realize that that blood washed away all of our sins once and for all, took them away, as the psalmist wrote, as far as the east is from the west. Yeah. That's an infinite distance.
Yes.
That's how far he's removed them. And then the great news in Hebrews 10 is that he remembers them no more. God wow. forgave them where these have been forgiven. There's no longer any sacrifice for sin. And these will be remembered no more. So once the sin issue had been dealt with, and once we receive Jesus, God is dealing with us on the basis of this new life that we have in him. He wants us to experience that to the full. And so he's going to continue to work with us by his Spirit to align our minds and our choosing and all of those things with what he's accomplished with us, so that we can experience the full extent of his life in us here and now.
Here and now. That's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And we've got the lines wide open right now at 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the live broadcast, it's 6 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time. It is the live broadcast. We want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. Friends, do you enjoy, are you benefiting from what you're hearing on this broadcast every day? Well, if so, we're asking all Basic Gospel listeners to stand with us to help spread the message of God's love, forgiveness, and life in Jesus Christ. If what you're hearing every day on this broadcast is making a difference for you, we ask you to support it so that others can hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. Make your gift by clicking donate at basicgospel.net or by using the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. And when you make your gift this month, we're going to send you a copy of our new CD audio series, Eternal Security. And we'll talk about that a little bit more, but it's our way of saying thanks for helping us during the month of February. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, and guys, we had this question from Sally concerning Colossians 1:21-22, and it says that passage talks about being reconciled to Christ and how we are holy and blameless. Verse 23 says, if indeed you continue in the faith. Can you please explain that big if?
Yeah, that's a scary if, isn't it? What in the world does that mean? And I think it's just simply saying, here's what Jesus has done. Now, if you believe this, if you make this confession, then you're saved. Mm-hmm. If you just hear it and do nothing with it, then it's a meaningless act that Christ did, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah,
he's reconciled you, but if you don't receive that, it's meaningless, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to talk about kind of the fullness of this gospel message, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and this faith in Christ ends up meaning Christ is now in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory, just what we've talked about. So this isn't really a scary if at all. It's not putting a burden of responsibility on your shoulders. It's simply saying, are you going to receive this or not? And if you receive it, if you continue in this message, so to speak, I'm going to deliver this message to you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you receive it and that becomes your new life, then praise God.
Yeah.
If you hear it and then reject it, it's meaningless.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to get all worried about this verse because it said firmly established and steadfast. And I was wondering, how in the world can I be firmly established and steadfast? I don't know that I have that in me. I must be lost. And that's not what he's saying. We are firmly established and steadfast in him.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the faith. And so we don't need to be afraid of this. We just need to say, well, Jesus, I'm yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes. That's exactly right. And that's what Paul is saying. Now, as far as the city of Colossae was concerned, there were a lot of mixed messages mm-hmm. happening. There's this theological word, syncretism. And that is the blending, taking, you know, a little bit from all the good things from all the different messages that were floating around and trying to blend them together to make one single message out of all of those many things. It's like making a fruit smoothie in the morning. You take all of these different fruits, and now they're putting vegetables in it, and you put it in a blender, and you blend it. And when it's all said and done, it's just one singular drink. You don't know all the different components that were put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the people in Colossae were doing. They were taking all of these different streams, these different messages, and they were trying to blend them into one. And what Paul is saying is there's only one Jesus, and he is supreme. He is far above everything else. So he's warning them, it's Jesus. It's not Jesus plus all these other different messages.
Yeah.
It's not Jesus plus your good behavior or anything like that. It's simply Jesus. So if you continue with Jesus and don't go about blending him with any other thing, then you're going to receive the abundance of what Jesus came to give you. So stick with Jesus. He's it. He's the answer.
Yeah.
There's no need to try to blend him with anything else. He is sufficient in every single way.
I really loved your illustration. Having tried kelp in my berry smoothie, I won't go there again.
Yeah, you mix enough things that it begins to look, smell, and taste like dirt.
Yes, it does. It does. Well, it's about 12 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time. We would love to hear from you if you're hearing the live broadcast, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and again, that number, 844-322-2742. Guys, we had this question from Aaron, who listens on our great affiliate KBBW out of Waco, and Steve and Tammy Williams and their son Ryan, they have been just such incredible, steadfast friends since the very inception of this broadcast way back in 1985, and so we appreciate them so much, and we love hearing from KBBW listeners. And this was, as I said, is from Aaron. When John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," what sin? Is it the sin of spiritual death or of unbelief? That's from Aaron.
Well, spiritual death is a consequence.
Yes, it's the result.
Right. So we have this thing, the law of sin and death says this: the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So sin is the cause, and death is the result. So when Jesus says he's going to take away the sin of the world, he later defines that in John, saying the sin of the world is unbelief in me. Mm-hmm. So when we come and receive Christ and we turn from our unbelief to belief in him, then we receive new life. And so both the cause and the consequence are dealt with in that one single act of believing in the good news of Jesus Christ. And all of that is in response to the grace of God that's given to us. So, death, spiritual death, is the consequence of sin, and the root of all sin is unbelief in Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus's blood took away our sins, took the punishment for the fruit, so to speak, and then when we receive him, that takes care of the cause in us and the consequence, mm-hmm. resulting consequence for us. That's when we're made fully alive in Jesus, and Jesus is fully alive in us, and we go from that point forward living as believers, having hearts of belief in Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Richard, any thoughts?
Oh, it's just another one of those amazing things that God has initiated toward us. There wasn't a chance, literally a chance in hell, that any of us could have dealt with our own sin, mm-hmm. our unbelief, or our behavior based on that unbelief. Jesus walks in, wipes the whole thing out, and says, "Now, come to me, let's talk."
Yeah.
And he does all these things for us, and we seem to have a real hard time admitting that having zero possibility of doing anything on ourselves or for ourselves is reality. And we try harder and we try harder. Yeah. It's time to stop trying and start trusting Jesus. He will work. Yeah. He will change us because he is who he is.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And Bob, I've mentioned this week about the new audio CD series that we're making available to donors this month. It's called Eternal Security. Give us your thoughts on this series.
It's a fantastic resource. We're gonna start with the cross. We're gonna look at what the resurrection means and how all of those blend together to really give us the assurance that we hope for as we live our Christian lives. We're eternally secure in Christ. I mean, that's a fact. That's just truth. We don't always feel eternally secure. We have doubts. We have all of these sort of things. But when you look at what Jesus did through his death, burial, and resurrection, and you look at the sealing by God with his Holy Spirit, all of those things will cast out that doubt and fear in your mind and enable you to live in confidence as a child of God here and now.
Yeah.
So it is a valuable, valuable resource. We want to put it in your hands as quickly as possible. So when you go to basicgospel.net and make a contribution to Basic Gospel, be sure and request your copy of Eternal Security.
It's our way of saying thanks for your support of this message that you hear every day on this broadcast called Basic Gospel. You can also donate with the Basic Gospel app or with PayPal.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have a question from one of our YouTube watchers today. It says, God is ultimately stronger, but in reading Daniel 10, 12 through 13, I wonder, are the devil and his angels able to block or delay answers to our prayers? So what do we say about that? Can the devil do that?
Well, back then, yes, but Jesus is victorious now. There's nothing that stands between our prayers and Jesus, because as Paul tells us in Romans 8, the Holy Spirit translates our prayers for us. So it's going direct now. Back then, there was this sin problem still existing. Daniel was praying and waiting for an answer. Notice how Daniel just waited by faith. Yeah. Daniel didn't get all torn up and, but what have I done wrong? He just waited. And when the angel could come and give him the answer, he came and gave him the answer. We're not aware of all of the things that are going on around us because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. But under the new covenant, our part of that battle is already won. We are already victorious. Therefore, when we say nothing can separate us from the love of God, we're not kidding.
That's exactly
and
right.
And we allow Jesus and the Spirit and the angels to do what they do in the spiritual realms because we're just being carried along from victory to victory, from mountaintop to mountaintop.
Right, and here's how John kind of answers that question for us in his first letter, starting in chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know, and if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. So now that we know Jesus, and now that Jesus is alive living in us, we can discern the will of God. We can really understand what the will of God is. And our prayers should be motivated by that truth, by the will of God. And so as we pray in accordance with the will of God, he hears. And he not only hears, but he answers. And that's our confidence as believers in Christ.
Yeah. Friends, I hope you're joining us each Friday on Basic Gospel. We have a wonderful series going from the book of Ephesians. And this Friday, we'll be in session 4 of the study. And if you've not joined us so far, you can catch up with the archive through the archive. It'll be well worth your time. You can find the first 3 sessions at basicgospel.net/teaching. Again, that's basicgospel.net/teaching for the first 3 sessions in Ephesians. And then join us on Friday for session 4. We would love for you to be a part of that study. Guys, a question from Tom says, many people have read a verse and then argue over the interpretation. Isn't the love of the Lord more important? Please give your thoughts on that.
Well, yes. As Paul wrote to Timothy, his young son in the faith, He said, the goal of the teaching is love from a sincere heart and a pure faith. So the goal of the teaching is love. Jesus said to his disciples, the world that will know that he is real by our love one for another. Faith, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So, yes, we tend to forget that in our relationships, especially on social media, for goodness sakes. We just see doctrinal statements or we just see opinions out there. And, boy, we attack without abandon. I mean, we just let it rip.
Yeah.
And when we come to realize, well, wait a minute, there's a person on the other end of that, it's going to change, I think, and I hope, and I pray, how we respond to one another in social media. It is just horrific what goes on there between brothers and sisters in Christ. I have seen on some of our Facebook chats and that sort of thing, people that I know their testimonies. I've talked with them. I've been with them. I've had meals with them. We've enjoyed fellowship together. I know that they're in the Lord, and yet I see them coming at each other just like attack dogs, and no love whatsoever. And I think oftentimes we forget in social media that there is a person on the other end of those comments. Yeah. And I think when we realize that there is a real person, flesh and blood, who has a heart, who has emotions, then we can start dealing with each other much better. And as Jesus said, the world will know that we're truly his disciples by our love one for another, not our doctrinal statements, not how persuasively we can argue these doctrinal positions, but our love one for another.
Yeah.
Question well, from, I'll go ahead, Richard.
Well, one of the things you'll notice about how we operate this program, and I'll use a question that's been asked several times of late, in Revelation chapter 3, for example, I will never blot your name out. And people constantly call and ask, well, is God gonna block my name out? You know, blot it out of the book of life.
Yeah.
And it's because somebody's been telling them that. Well, rather than calling the person who told them that names, we try lovingly to correct the idea and show from Scripture that God will never blot our name out. That is a theological position that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. But you still can do it in love.
Yeah.
And being loving doesn't mean getting stepped on and saying, well, I guess Jesus isn't God and I am lost. No, you get to stand up for that, but the Spirit is the one who speaks through you, not my emotions or your emotions.
Well, and a lot of these questions that come in, fear is driving them.
Yes.
That's what's really going on inside of a person. And so if you dig a little deeper and see that, then instead of bowing up and saying, hey, I'm going to argue and let them know that they're wrong and I'm right, then you have some empathy. Then you have some understanding. And then you can have a real conversation.
Yeah, you might learn something.
That's exactly right. And we have to realize that perfect love casts out all fear. And if we're going to kind of punch fear in the face, then we need to bring love to the table in all relationships.
Yeah.
And when we do, we'll see some amazing things take place.
Without question. Friends, a listener-supported ministry is exactly what that term implies. And Basic Gospel is supported through the prayers and gifts of those who listen and benefit from the message of God's love, grace, and life in Jesus Christ. It's the New Covenant message, and if it's making a difference for you, please help us continue the good news. Keep it coming. Click donate at basicgospel.net or donate through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. And when you do, we'll express our thanks to you by sending you our new audio CD series that Bob Christopher talked about just a few minutes ago. It's called Eternal Security. We would love for you to have a copy. And we would love for you to know that you have eternal security and that those you love have eternal security as well. Keep in mind also that if you have a question later today or overnight, you can get it to us through our listener line. That number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.